Computer Talk with Dave Mason, the home of common sense computing.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, gotta go around. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let your spinning wheel spin.
Yeah, kind of an interesting story in Mashable. 10 famous writers who don't use modern tech to create. Attracted my attention, right? You know, I'm always talking about, I mean, I'm immersed in techno. I mean, literally. And when he comes in here, Evil Steve is also immersed in technology here, among other things.
I'm up to my eyeballs in hard drives.
And I do enjoy it. But you know, over the years, I've witnessed people who lose themselves in it, and I don't understand that. You know, I remember when my boys were young, you know, and people would say, "God, your boys must just be, you know, have the latest and the greatest and spend hours behind computers." And I said, "No, you know, actually, no, nope." And it's not an accident, and it's not because I don't love them. I'm not saying I do. But it's not because I don't love them. It's because they need to get out and climb trees and fall down and break their collarbone and do that stuff that kids need to do. And it doesn't end when you grow up, you know, and you're completely immersed in technology and you spend 8 or 10 hours a day on Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. So I see this title and I'm thinking, oh, that's kind of cool. But the ironic thing is, I don't know half the people in this list. I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to go through all 10, and you're going to tell me honestly, Steve-O, who you don't recognize. I know you're going to recognize some of them, as I did. Mm-hmm. Number one on their list in Mashable was Quentin Tarantino. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he literally writes his screenplays with pen and paper. A guy by the name of George R.R. Martin. Apparently, he's a big science fiction writer. I recognize the name, don't know much about him, although I do know this strange fact. His dad was actually an engineer, and that's why he has the middle name of Railroad. Mm. Unusual, yeah. Trivial fact about George R.R. Martin. Joyce Carol Oates, the wife of John Oates, that's correct, of Hall & Oates fame. She writes books like Blonde and Them, and does everything in longhand. Writes 8 hours a day in longhand.
Of course, you know we
do
have.
Know
to...
what do you even know what longhand is?
Well, not my hand. Mine's wide hand. I don't have a longhand.
Fat hand.
Right. We just need to make sure that, you know, some of this information we're giving out is being, we're being. What are we? What are it's
wrong?
No, we're taking liberties. So don't, you know, some of the stuff like the Oates lady and. The railroad guy. Yeah.
His name, just his remember. Middle name is not really yeah. Railroad.
Yeah, we probably.
It's actually Ronald Reagan. His dad was
we're
quite
being
a conservative.
Sarcastic and some of those things. So, we, but you know,
sarcastic.
We know most of our listeners understand this, but for you new listeners, you know, just
you can't trust anything we say.
The only reason why
we need to do a disclaimer at the beginning of the show.
Only reason why is because I hear it all.
What do you
in my email and what, my Facebook?
What you are about to hear is an act of fiction. No, that's not true. It's basically true with some creative embellishment,
yes.
Right? It's like Limbaugh says, we like to illustrate the absurd through absurdity, right? Not that this is absurd. It's kind of interesting, I find, but I don't know. I don't have a clue who Neil Gaiman is. Sci-fi jack of all trades, it says. He prefers to write his novels by hand.
Did he do like Sweet Caroline and all those?
Yeah. No, different guy.
What?
Neil Gaiman?
Yeah.
No.
You're thinking Neil Gaiman.
You're thinking of Neil Diamond.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's a slight difference there.
Yeah. Amy Tan. She writes her early drafts all in longhand. She eventually types everything in a computer, but loves the physical act of writing.
And also on the beach in a bikini.
Yes. Do you know her?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now here's one, of course, everybody is going to know. Tom Wolfe. Old school guy, author of Bonfire of the Vanities and also The Right Stuff, movie made out of that. Also a novel called Back to Blood, written in 2012. He wrote it entirely in longhand. He says he'd love to keep using his typewriters, but you can't keep typewriters going today. You have to take ribbons back to be re-inked. It's a horrible search to try to find missing parts, and that's so true. Even if you love, what you have to do is you have to find a service person and develop a great relationship with him and hope that he has enough business to stay in business, and then buy a whole bunch of ribbons and keep them sealed so they don't dry out. You can buy a bunch of ribbons, keep them on the shelf for a couple of years, and you may have them, but when you need them, they're dry. Now, of course, if you're really old school, you know that at that point, you take the ribbon. It's a messy thing, but it works. You take the ribbon out, you unspool it, you spray it with WD-40 and spool it back up. A little messy. And you can't use too much, or it ruins it. But it does work. Now, another guy that never occurred to me was a writer, some guy by the name of George Clooney. Multi-talented actor, director, and writer George Clooney isn't the best at technology.
Never heard of him.
He admitted he writes everything out by hand and then has his producing and writing partner, Grant Heslov, type scripts up on a computer.
Didn't he have a little bit part in The Facts of Life, I think? Back in the early 80s. I think he may have appeared on that show once or twice.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's who that is.
Number eight, Danielle Steele. Everybody knows Danielle Steele, right? Danielle. Romance novelist. Currently the best-selling living author.
Wow.
She used to type up more than 100 books, but and continues to do so. She uses a 1946 Olympia manual, not even electric typewriter, a manual typewriter. You know what kind of her hands, because you have to whack those
keys. She's got man hands, baby.
Yeah.
They're man hands,
yeah.
I'm telling you.
You don't want to shake her hand. She and she does, and boy, I can kind of relate to this kind of thing. She uses her 1946 Olympia manual typewriter during 20-hour writing shifts. In a quote, she says, "There are people who show up nicely dressed. They work from 9 to 1. I can't do that. Sometimes I don't leave my house for 2 or 3 weeks. Now, here's another one. See, I have no clue. I'll be interested to see whether you even know who this is. Jhumpa Lahiri.
Oh, of course. Yeah, he was in the Olympics 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Great high jumper.
Yeah. Yep, Jhumpa Lahiri. He, actually, this is a Pulitzer Prize winning.
They said whenever he jumped in the Olympics, they would have a guy on the pit on the other side of the high jump bar and saying, "Jhumpa Lahiri." And he would jump, and that because he didn't know where
here.
To go.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't know how to exactly approach the pump. But that's...
Well, apparently she's a Pulitzer Prize-winning author. Says she writes better when she pens books by hand. She eventually types everything up, but does it on a computer without the internet. In her a quote from her, Jhumpa Lahiri. I'm assuming that's how you pronounce it. J-H-U-M-P-A.
I'm sure it's not.
J-H...
Jumpier or
something. No, it's... No, it might be Jhumpa.
That's probably that is.
Lahiri. I don't write exclusively by hand, but I think I feel freer when I write by hand. In fact, I know I do. I write at odd times. I have a notebook by the bed. A lot of things will come to me, which I'll note down longhand. Number 10, we all love and respect, P.J. O'Rourke. He's a Luddite. He uses an IBM Selectric to produce his books and articles.
You know, we found that old Remington.
Yeah?
That you need to start using.
Yeah, yeah. Never going to happen. Never going to happen. Well, interesting story, huh?
Yeah.
Top 10 writers, write by longhand or typewriter. So you can live and be successful without high-tech stuff. You can live your life independent of high-tech. We'll be back after this.
Hang on. More Computer Talk with Dave Mason on the way. Right after I put these two in timeout.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.